In this part of the world. So much of the solution is not necessarily a weaker Iran, but frankly, stronger partners.
The administration is promising better missile defense for Gulf states, but not the kind of aircraft or weaponry the Arab states are seeking. Analysts say Gulf leaders appear to be preparing to continue their own more aggressive policies in the region while waiting to see what the next U.S. administration may bring. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is trading $5.50, down 7.25. Soft July is $4.74, down 6.25. May corn, $3.54, down 2.5. July, $3.58, down 2.5. December, $3.75, down 1. May soybeans, $9.72, up 5. July, $9.56, up 3 quarters. November, $9.30, up 3 quarters. May soybean meal, $3.04.20, up 1.70. May soybean oil, $32.86, up 5 cents. The July is down 15. June live cattle, 151.82.5, now 80, up 32.5. May feeders, 218.12.5, up 42.5. And May lean hogs are 81.40, and they are up 10 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, with old crop beans at 350 or thereabouts and new crop beans at 500 million bushels, I don't know where beans can go upward. I don't know where they can go upward.
Go ahead.
So the question is there anything in the cash market that might be supportive, especially given the idea that maybe old crop beans are becoming harder to source?
Well, I think that's the most supportive part of it, and we can tell that when we look at basis, because if they're not coming to town, basis is going to come up to try and buy some beans, and if not, then the board is going to come up and try and buy some beans. But at the same time, if the board comes up, the basis may not stay as strong. We have to be very careful to be on top of that. Each day that we tick off, we're ticking off one more day toward when we have to make a decision as producers as to when we are going to sell. Are we going to sell our old crop? Are we going to let it sit in the bin? What are we going to do? And so if we are thinking that the commercial doesn't realize that each day ticks closer to that, they're naive, because the commercial is saying right now, I will reward you if you're going to give me grain because I can't get it from anybody else. But if we move forward and suddenly everybody and his uncle wants to do this, we could have another harvest. Like, old crop coming to town could be just like another harvest, because it's a tough situation. So, when it comes to the beans, I guess I'd be less concerned except for how many beans that the farmer was sitting on at the end of March, and that was 45.7% of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that they actually have rewarded, the rallies that we've had, and I do believe they have done that. But one thing that we need to be very, very aware of is as the U.S. dollar goes down, the South American farmer is getting less and less for his beans and for his corn. And from what I understand from Dr. Cordonier, they are very concerned about that. They're watching that dollar like a hawk. And if they start to dump some of their old crop beans onto this marketplace for a cheaper price to just get rid of them, we know that they're sitting on a huge amount. I mean, Argentina is our greatest danger because they're sitting on 65% of the world stocks. They're probably not going to do much until we get into October when they have their new election. But you can't guarantee that, and you certainly can't bet your equity against that.
So the question then becomes, as we look at the dollar as that potential trigger, and see that it made a new low for its current today, although it's come off of it a bit. The likelihood that the dollar will weaken over the next month or so down to that 92.50 to 92 level.
Oh, I think it's highly likely, especially if we continue to see weak to weaker U.S. data, which we have been seeing of late. And you know, that's the big thing. You know, the dollar was gaining because of the fact that investors were believing that we were going to actually see rate hikes. Now, if we get a rate hike, we're not going to see the dollar continue to weaken. We will see it strengthen, and then I think we might even see outside investment come in again. We've seen some of that leave. Other countries, in other words, betting on the U.S. dollar rather than their own local currencies. But, you know, it's a toughie. It's a double-edged sword. You know, we always look at the dollar and say the weaker the dollar, the better our exports are. But remember, the weaker the dollar, the poorer the price within our competition. And that is really tough. And I think the other thing we've got to be thinking about is, you know, crude has had a really nice rally here. Remember, crude is priced in U.S. dollars everywhere in the world, okay? So a weakening of the dollar and a rise in the crude has not had as negative an impact on the world economy. But if this dollar comes back and begins to really move to the higher level again, and we don't see crude go down, those world economies that are teetering, and there's plenty of them. In fact, China just did a stimulus package again to try and restructure over $1 trillion in debt, says that things are definitely not rosy there. We have to be aware of that.
And the Energy Information Administration is going to give us new numbers, I believe, today at 10 o'clock or thereabouts. And yep. By all anticipations, the oil should be drawn down in the U.S., right? That's what's expected?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. In fact, the crude oil stocks actually went down 2.19 billion barrels this last week. That'll be the first drawdown that we've had, let's see, once in 14 weeks. You know, so that's a really good thing all the way around. You know, the other thing, I guess, that I'm already thinking about, you know, isn't that terrible? I'm already thinking about harvest, but I'm thinking about the railroad situation. You know, the railroad situation right now looks pretty darn good for us as grain producers, as long as the crude oil prices stay down and we don't get the competition from the fracking fields. But in general, I think the key is caution. And it was nice to see a double bottom in corn yesterday at 372.25. I wasn't happy because candlesticks didn't verify. We closed below the open from the day before, and so that didn't bode well. But I think we may just, you know, trade sideways and just slowly get weaker as we go on, depending upon what the weather and the crop ratings they actually start to do.
So maybe we actually do trade down to 365 by the end of June.
Oh, I think we could. I think we, you know, we could do that. And, you know, if you look at last year, granted we were at much higher price levels last year, but if we don't get any major threatening weather, and with El Nino verifying, and that would imply that we would have decent weather, and so would South America, while Australia will suffer, you know, that's a concerning scenario. And if you look at a chart from last year, you know, we went down to the end of June, we went sideways into July, then we went down again into September, and then we went down, you know, even further. And so we just have to be aware of that and be proactive.
Let's turn our attention to livestock, and let me ask you, do you think summertime cash and hogs will lead futures higher?
Oh, I love that question. You know, that I would generally say that I think it's going to be really tough for it to do it, okay? And the reason I think it's tough is because there are a lot of major hog barns coming on, and their first groups of hogs are coming in, you know, new barns. Their first groups of hogs now are coming into the June and July time frame. And so I think, you know, we're going to have more pork, although I do believe that hog weights are going to go down. Right now, hogs have had a nice rebound, but it's primarily because the attitude is avian bird flu is going to put less poultry on the marketplace, and therefore pork is going to have a better chance against it. And so we'll see if that's really true or not true. But as pork producers, I've been very proactive a long time ago already, trying to get guys to hedge when we were in the high 90s, because I mean, when you go up 124% on price and only have a 2% loss in the herd size, you got to take advantage of those opportunities.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 354.5, down 2.5. December, 374.5, down 1.5. May beans, 974, up 7. November, 930.75, unchanged. May soybean meal, 304.20, up 170. May soybean oil is 32.86, up 5 cents. And May lean hogs, 81.50, and they are up 20 cents. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.